A national environmental advocacy group has named the Columbia the second most endangered river in America. The report is more warning than a comment on the current state of the river. U.S. and Canadian officials are in the process of renegotiating a 50-year-old treaty that could affect the river's future health. Advocates worry there isn't a voice for a river's ecosystem at that negotiation table. Brett Vandenhuvel is the executive director of the Columbia River Keeper. He and his team work on education and restoration of the Columbia. Brett says when the original Columbia River Treaty was first written, it was all about hydropower and flood control.
The United States agreed to send Canada some money, and Canada agreed to build some big dams and hold back water and release it when the United States wanted it released so that we could power our dams and our turbines more efficiently.
So they're renegotiating that treaty at this point.
Yes. And so the big flaw in that treaty, which might have been okay in the 60s, but it's not anymore, is it didn't include any sort of ecosystem function. There wasn't any part of it that valued salmon or any other values of the ecosystem. So that was totally shut out of it. So it was only about hydropower and about flows. And so during the renegotiation, many First Nations in Canada and U.S. tribes and conservation groups and others are really pushing to have an ecosystem component, and in fact, an ecosystem negotiator as part of this treaty.
Interesting. So aside from the threats caused by taking hydropower from the power of the Columbia River itself, when you look at the ecosystem, what other threats are there on the Columbia?
You know, the dams are a big part of it, obviously. They disrupt the natural flow, and the main stem Columbia dams are going to remain. They're not going anywhere, but there can be just subtle changes in when the water coming through, when the salmon really need it. So we've seen that increasing the amount of flow or the spill in the spring can really help boost numbers of the salmon that are able to get past the dams as the juveniles going downstream or the adults coming upstream, depending on the time of year. You know, that's a big threat to the Columbia that continues, and that's something that can be solved in part by this treaty. Other threats include proposals to ship coal and oil and gas down the Columbia River and build giant export terminals. The Columbia is threatened to become the nation's fossil fuel highway because it's one of the only flatways through the Cascade Mountains. And so there's massive proposals for oil trains and coal trains and new pipelines and gas terminals at a scale we've never seen before. That would result in coal supertankers and oil supertankers sailing down the Columbia. It creates a real threat from the trains. It creates a threat from these tankers and the risk of spill. And the communities are really standing up to that.
I'm talking with Brett Vandenhuvel. He's executive director of Columbia River Keeper. Besides the health of the river itself, how important is the Columbia to the ecosystem of the land that abuts it?
Yeah, the Columbia is one of the most important ecosystems on Earth. It once held some of the largest salmon runs. It literally, you know, sort of the breadbasket of our region. It travels from high alpine areas through the high desert. The Columbia River estuary, where the ocean meets the sea, is one of the most productive ecosystems on Earth. It's certainly been degraded over time, but there's an incredible amount of fish and wildlife and people that depend on the Columbia River. And there's some really exciting restoration happening right now, bringing back that estuary, bringing back the salmon, and trying to clean up the water quality. You know, we can't simultaneously restore and clean up the Columbia and then bring in projects that degrade it. You know, we need to, they're just incompatible. We need to move forward with the restoration and not continue to degrade the water quality.
Brett Vandenhuvel is executive director at Columbia River Keeper, which works for the restoration of the Columbia. Negotiations over the Columbia River Treaty have been ongoing for years, but according to Vandenhuvel, the deadline to make any changes to that treaty is fast approaching.